Today's learning is for the initial Chaim Luz from Shai Moshe and Yerivka from Moshe Azuri is from Nachman and Moshe is chus for Shlomo Chaim Moshe and Malkum and Baruch Basar Malkum at Yitzchak Pegodina and it's chus for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we're holding, continuing here in Simon Reish Ayin Aleph, we are up to Sif Vav. Continuing on in this topic of Kiddush. And by the way, I just wanted to bring up one point that, because it's also going to be in the Gay later, after the shir yesterday, Yaakov asked about the connection between the bracha and the kiddush, and we obviously saw, just as a background, we saw that from the bracha, the birchas hanehanan aspect of the kiddush is not an essential part of the kiddush, because we had a situation that you wouldn't even make a bar piyagafim, right? You're in the middle of a meal, and then Shabbos came, you just stop, you make kiddush, you don't make a bracha. It's clear that the birchas and a hanan part is not an essential part of the kiddush, and therefore, based on that, just interesting, Ramesha says if somebody's making kiddush and by mistake he makes a shahakol and he realizes afterwards he made a shahakol, not a bayir priyagafen, you do not have to make kiddush again, because a bayir priyagafen is not an essential part of the kiddush. I mean, again, to some other stuff we're going to talk later, so I thought it was important to mention that. Okay, let's go to Sivav. So we're continuing this discussion about somebody who was eating on Friday. In this case, he finishes his meal. Okay, so we'll see soon that the Mishabura tells us, I'll give you an inside track, is that they already did Mayim Achrayim. Now, if you go back to when we learned Birchas HaMazon, once you do Mayim Achrayim, you Masiach Das from your meal, you're not allowed to eat anymore. Right? Because if we didn't yet do Mayim Achrayim, we already discussed the situation in Siv Dalet, just go ahead, make kiddush, continue your meal. Over here, we're talking about that the guy did Mayim Achrayim. Oh, I did Mayim Achrayim, my meal's over, I can't eat anymore, so what am I supposed to do? The kiddush ayon, kaidim shaberach b'yach samazan. So if it's a half hour before Ben Hashmashes, I do Mayim Achrayim, no problem, bench, and then you'll be able to go ahead and have your meal. Over here, you did Mayim Achrayim, and then all of a sudden you look at your watch, you realize it's already Ben Hashmashes, so what are you supposed to do? So the Mechaber first tells us, the first sheet of the Mechaber, Mevarach Birchas HaMazon, you make Birchas HaMazon al Kais Rishon, on the first Kais, okay, so you have to bench, going, the Mechaber goes with the sheet, you should have a Kais when you're benching, or we're talking about a case that is Minyan. Ve'achakach oy mekiddush hayoyim al Kais Sheni, and then make Kiddush on the second cup. Ve'tzarech lahaskir shal Shabbos b'Birchas HaMazon, according to the Mechaber, by this benching, I would say, Ritzei, in benching, Alpha P, Shemavarach, Kaidim Kiddush. So here's according to the Mechaber, is a scenario that I say, Ritzei, in benching before Kiddush. Okay, so let's pause over here, just also another heads up. We're going to see not everyone agrees with this sheet. That's going to get a little bit confusing. But Mechaber sheet is, I said, I did my Mechrayim, so I can't eat anymore. Bench, then Kiddush, take a cup of wine for the benching, and mention Rishabbos in this benching. That's the Mechaber Shita. Let's see the Mishabur. Im Gam Asudasu Meiru, we're talking about the case, as I explained to you. Gam Kencha Noto Yadol Mayim Achrayim, you did Mayim Achrayim. V'koydim Shehischol Birchas HaMazon, before you started benching Rosh HaKiddush Olav HaYoyim, you see that it became night already. The Bezeh Svi related the Tchilo Mevarach Birchas HaMazon Al Kais Rishon, first make benching. Since I already washed my Mechrayim, Sarach Levarach Tekev, you have to bench right away. We said not only can't you eat, we said you're supposed to bench as close as possible to the Mayim Mechrayim. Aval Imloy Natal Yadav, if you did not yet do Mayim Mechrayim, Gam Hadeya Rishayim, even this first day, which is the one we learned, Svirla the Pyrus Mapa, Makadish Mechrayim. Then you don't have to bench, just cover up your challah. Make kiddush and then make hamaitzi. But lo yivarach bayir piyagafen be'esa kiddush. Don't even make bayir piyagafen. Im shasa yayim mikaydem emtzasud. If you were already drinking wine in your Friday meal, ukanal b'sivdal. Because then it would be no different than the case we learned yesterday or the day before. I forget in sivdal. Da'afilo amahavlon univarach. Even if you said, you know, hand me the becha, let's bench, right? Gam kame kaddish tchila. Even in that case, you say kiddush. Kaven shalom natal yodav adayin. Since you did not yet do ma'ayim achrayim. Ach bezet sarach levarach bayir piyagafen beis hakiddush kevin shama havlo nevarach canal besif kof besimin kofayin tes sival. If I said Rabbeisai mevela mention, I didn't do my machrayim, so that's not a real gemar suda. I did be masiach das my mind from still drinking, so I would have to make another bayir piyagafen, but I don't have to yet bench. Only if I did my machrayim do I have to bench right away because I already did the my machrayim. Okay. Then the Mechaber said, what do you do? On the second cup, you make Kiddush. Al Kosheni. Aval ein oimer shnayim al kaisecha. Don't do benching and kiddush. Right now, I'm sitting here. I have to bench on my other meal because I did my machronim. I have to make kiddush because Shabbos started. So why don't I just do one kais? The ein oisem mitzvahs. We don't make mitzvahs bundles. It's a design to the mitzvah. Oh, I'm trying to get out of. I have to bench and I have to do kiddush. So I'm using one cup to knock off to kill two birds at one stone. That is a bezayin for the mitzvah, and therefore we don't do that. So we said we also should mention Shabbos in the benching. Das linen basahashta. According to the Mechaber, we follow where we are right now. Kevin shoshahu mevarach kvar neskadah. At the time that you're benching, it's already Shabbos. And we call makom pashal kulam lo hiskah shal Shabbos ain chayz. If you forgot to do ritzeh, even according to the Mechaber, in benching you would not bench over. So that's the first sheet in the Mechaber. Now let's go to the Ramah. Says the Ramah, the Yeshayim, that those who say there ain't a maskah shel Shabbos. That over here, when we're benching, we don't. So far the Yeshayim doesn't. This Yeshayim does not disagree with anything else the Mechaber said. He's just disagreeing on whether or not you mention benching Shabbos in the benching. Does lean and basa tchilas asuda that. The Ramah says that the way we follow that in this benching, okay, I say I did my machronim, and now I realize it's night. I bench. I don't mention Shabbos since my ikur meal was by day. In fact, my entire meal was by day. It just happens to be Shabbos now. So far, the Yeshayim only argued with the Mechaber with regards to whether or not we mention benching. Let's just see the Mishabura on this. Basa tchila suda shahayot bezman choil. The whole meal was during the weekdays. This that this Yeshayim argues with the Mechaber whether or not we mention Shabbos is we're talking about a case I didn't eat anything by day, by night, by Shabbos. If I ate once it came dark already, then even the Shita that Rama brings down would agree that you mention Shabbos in the benching. Okay, now we're going to see another Shita. Says Rama, the Yesh Machloikis im Yitoy Mikoy Shabbichas Amazin Kaidim Sheikadish. Now, this is not really another Shita yet. This is a Machloikis in the first Shita. The first Shita said, take a kais, do Birchas HaMazon, then take a kais and do Kiddush. But do I drink from the wine from the first kais? Do I not drink from the wine from the first kais? Okay. So there's machlokes. Do you make a do you do it or not? The Mishabura will tell us what's the basis for this machlokes or not. Gam im tzarech lecho ma'at acha kiddush kedei she'e kiddush remarkam suda. Okay, so my question number one is: I did benching ala kos. Do I drink from this kos or not before I make kiddush? Okay. Question number two: now leaving that aside, I make the kiddush. I have to have kiddush makom suda. Is the fact that I just finished a meal sitting at my table? I just finished a meal. Is that satisfy my kiddush makom suda? So meaning my suda was before my kiddush, but my kiddush was b'makom suda. Or no, your Suda has to be after the Kiddush, and therefore I have to eat another Suda after the Kiddush. We're not talking about the fact that you need to have a Suda on Shabbos, that's a separate discussion. The only question over here is, do I need to, I'll Kiddush for Makom Suda in order for my Kiddush to be a valid Kiddush, can I rely on the meal that I ate before the Kiddush, or no, I have to eat after the Kiddush. Let's see the Mishabur that discusses both these questions. Im Yitoim, the first question is, do you taste from the wine that you made the benching on? This the Svir Lahu, that those who hold, Mavarth Barakir Agafen, right after benching, make a Barakir Agafen, Vitoim Takev, Kamay Bechal Kosher Bechamaz, and taste some of the wine like every other benching. Veloi Choshev Toim Kodim Kiddush, that's not considered eating or tasting something before Kiddush. Mishum Nakoy Shaykh Lesuda, Shahayah Kodim, Chayvasa Kiddush. This Kois is tied to the meal that I ate before Kiddush, which I was allowed to eat. So according to them, I would make Bar Pri HaGafen, taste a little of the wine, then make Kiddush without a Bar Pri HaGafen, because I just made a Bar Pri HaGafen. Is the Svirulush ain't time in many. No. You make Kiddush on bench, you make a take a Kais Yayin and bench on it, but don't taste from it. You're not allowed to taste before Kiddush. And don't make Bar Pri HaGafen, right? Just hold the kais, finish the kais, you put it down. Now you pick up kais number two, make your whole kiddush, including Bari Pri HaGafen. Now, Mavarach Tchila Bari Pri HaGafen, HaKoshel Kiddush, and HaKadosh HaSeu, make the Bari Pri HaGafen on your kiddush kais, taste it. Now, after that, go taste from the first kais, the one that you use for benching. So there's two different views. So that was question number one. Then question number two is, can you eat from the, do you have to eat after this kiddush? Since I ate before my kiddush, I don't have to eat. That meal was a weekday meal. That's not called Kiddush Makom Suda. I have to at least eat something now on Shabbos. So there's two separate questions over here. Now, let's go back to Mechaber. The Yeshayimrim. Now, there's another Shita that argues with everything till now. The Af Begmar Sudase. No, even if you said Mayim Achrayim, don't bench. Ela Pyrus Maba Makadish, cover it up and be Makadish. Umavarach Hamaitzi, make Hamaitzi. Ve'oichu Ma'at, eat a little. Ve'achkach Mavarach Mechzamazan, and then bench. Basically, this Shita says everything we learned in Siv Dalet, what to do if you omitted a meal and it came Shabbos, even if you said Havel and Mavarach, don't change. Do the exact same thing. Says the Rama, Hachi Naik, Lahaitzi Nafshin, Pluktasir China. Says the Rama, I have no choice. And as the Mishnah Berurah will see, will explain, no matter what I do, I'm going to end up running into a problem, except take the approach of don't do it. Because all these cases will end up bringing to a Suffolk brachas lahakum. And this goes back to what we said yesterday, where the Mechaber said, Mishnah Berurah said, you got to stay away from falling into these things, because no matter, there is no way to satisfy all these shitas. Let's see it in the Mishnah Berurah inside. Yeshayim, the Svirlu, the Karchei Tzarech Lechem Yad Achei Kiddush, Kiddush, no, I'm sorry, yeah, the Kiddush Yei Nechshel Makam Suda, the Suda Shachem Etchila Enim Elis Lezeh. Since I'm going to have to eat after the kiddush, why am I benching? It's no different. I'm in the middle of eating my meal, and I remember I forgot to make kiddush. I make kiddush. I continue eating. He says over here, doesn't make sense. How am I benching, making kiddush? I'm making kiddush. I'm going to have to eat. So how am I benching? Doesn't I'm going to have to eat. So why would you bench? But what do you do? This would not be similar to the case where we say that you don't have to make a mitzi. The hachashani, the meir shenot the yadav l'mayim achrayim. So according to this, the only difference from the Sif Dalet case is that everyone would agree that you make a hamitzi since you did mayim achrayim. Because you were mesiach das from your eating. As we learned by benching. You'll have to, according to the Shita, you said you didn't mind machrayim, then you realize it's night, don't bench, wash my, make kiddush with a bari priya gofen, and make a mitzi with a mitzi. Then you yitzi bichz bari priya gofen, shaber chalayayin, shesatsu with chilu, b'zay sech suda, bim lay not to yad, b'dini kumay lay al-sif dalad. Okay, so I would not be yitzi with my previous bari priya gofen, I would not be yitzi with previous hamitzi because I already did my machrayim, but this sheet to hold, it makes absolutely no sense to bench since you're going to have to eat right now. It's a bracha shein etzricha. After you would make it a mitzvah, you would make a inikazayis kadei shein nechshel makom suda. So it's makom suda. Says the Rama, in order to be mitzvah as nafshay from any of the sveikas, heinu v'im yasek kadei rishayin yipol b'seit sveikas. I do like the first sheet in mechaber. I have a suffix shayim imlahaskel shal Shabbos. If I should mention Shabbos. V'im yitam mikos birchas hamazon. Should I taste from the kos birchas hamazon? V'im tzarech leechal achah kiddush. Do I have to eat after the kiddush? Even though, according to what the Mechaber is saying, is you're not yotze the first shita ha'adifa. This is better. I may have created a bracha that's not necessary. Right? According to the second shita, because you're benching twice. If I follow the first shita. So end of the day, says the Rama, there is no choice. You have no choice but to follow the last shita, meaning don't bench, just make a new Bar Priya Gafa Maitzi, because that everyone agrees you have to do, since you already did Mayim Achrayim, you Mesiach Das from eating. Okay, we will stop over here, and then we will continue tomorrow with a slightly new topic.